Maddie, and welcome to the Nash Chat. I am so excited to have Shay Scholl from Mix and Match Mama with us today. Hello, Shay.
Hello, I'm so excited to be here.
Well, how are things down in Texas? Is it warm there?
No. I mean, it's not bad. It's cloudy and in the 50s, so it's pretty hot. Feels like February.
Yes, it's about the same here. So I can deal with the 50s, but, you know, the other day it was super cold and I'm ready for springtime. Well, I have been reading your blog for many years, and I know you've recently said you've been blogging for over 11 years, which is crazy that, you know, this blogging realm has been around for so long. So how did you even get started? Well, first tell us a little bit about yourself and your family and how you started blogging.
Well, sure. Well, I live in McKinney, Texas, which is a suburb just north of Dallas. And I started blogging 11 and a half years ago. And it really came during a dark time in my life. My husband and I had moved to McKinney. We didn't have any friends. We'd started a new business. I hated my job. We just had a miscarriage and we were trying to get pregnant. It was not working out. And I was just really kind of in a dark place. And so a couple of girls that I went to church with, they had blogs. And I have a degree in journalism. I've always loved to write. So I just thought, you know what? I'll start a blog. Probably nobody but my dad will read it. But I can document, you know, the life of our teacup Yorkshire Terrier, and that'll be about it. And so I started August 3rd, and that was 11 and a half years ago. So it's really morphed beyond my wildest expectations. It's amazing. It really is.
And you really cover so many different areas, you know, and from your infertility to now you have two beautiful adopted girls. And so I feel like you have a little bit of something for everybody on your blog.
Yeah, I do. So 50%, half of my posts are recipes. So there's a lot, thousands of recipes on my website. Plus, I talk about adoption, infertility. I love to talk about my girlfriends, being a mom, entertaining, organization, books I read, and then just a lot of random stuff. And then definitely one of the bigger things I talk about is my travels. I've always traveled, and it's really, really one of the most important things about our family is traveling. And so we talk a lot about that. I own a travel agency, and so I reference that quite a bit. So yeah, it's very diverse.
Well, like you said, you're a wife, you're a mom to four kiddos, a blogger, you have multiple cookbooks out there, you own a travel agency. What would you say has been the key to kind of balancing all of these things? And from my perspective, it looks like you do a very good job of, you know, paying attention to everything.
Oh, without a doubt, the key is my husband. Without a doubt. I couldn't do half of what I do without my husband. I'm really, really fortunate. He works like one stoplight away from where we live, like a minute down the road. So he can pop in whenever I need help. The kids' school is, again, like a minute from his office. So he is super, super, super helpful. He takes the dance. He picks up from speech. I mean, he does everything. This morning, he went to the grocery store for me and bought me a brisket. So I really, he is my rock, and he is what allows me to be able to do so many creative and fun things.
I think that's awesome because you're so right. Like without supportive spouse, things are much more difficult. I know my husband helps me a lot and, you know, helps me take crazy pictures or, you know, I was at a conference over the weekend and he was home with the kids. And so I'm glad that you have that support also.
Oh, absolutely. I could not do it without him. People ask me a lot, like, do you have a nanny or a babysitter? And I don't, because I have a husband that is fortunately enough, able to hop in and help whenever I need it. So it's great. I'm really, really blessed that I have him and the flexibility of his job to help me do my job.
Very cool. And you know, you mentioned your travels with your kids. I remember reading a post from you, and your oldest two were just babies, and you were in a foreign country. And I thought that was so amazing, because sometimes when you have those littles, you feel like, I can't even go to the grocery store by myself, you know, much less travel abroad. And so that was very inspiring to me to get out and explore. And, you know, I want my kids to be explorers and adventurers. So I've enjoyed some of those posts from you as well.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Now, with your travel agency, how does that work if people are interested to contact you as far as setting up travel for them?
So we're a full-service travel agency, and we offer our services anywhere outside of the continental United States except for Walt Disney World. So we do offer our services to Walt Disney World and then Alaska, Hawaii, and anywhere outside of the U.S. So people contact us, and we send them all over the place. We send them on cruises, on land vacations, to Europe. I was just working on an Alaskan land vacation. We send them to Asia. We had a girl last year go to Morocco. So really, we send you anywhere. And so I have a great team of ladies that work with me, and they're amazing. And I definitely couldn't do it without all of them. And I love it. I absolutely love talking to people all day long about where they want to go and their travels. And it really excites me every single time I do it.
Now, is travel something that you grew up doing, or when did your love of travel kind of take off?
Yeah, so I grew up doing that. From the time I was born, I guess, my parents had me traveling, and I've been super fortunate to have, you know, pretty much been all over the world. I've been to a lot of places, like over 35, maybe 40 countries. So it's just really neat. And to say that I've done that, it's really important to me to see the world. And then it's been important to me and Andrew for that to be one of the foundations of our family, is for our kids to travel. I want my kids to know about life outside of the little bubble where they live here in McKinney, Texas.
Right. Exactly. Well, we're kind of back and forth a little bit. Like I told you, you cover so many different areas on your blog, and so there's different topics we wanted to cover today. So now I'm going to flip-flop back to your recipes and your mix-and-match cakes. I think this was one of the first things that I had found on your blog. Those were bundt cakes, is that right?
Yeah, they were. They are, yes.
And so how many different varieties did you come up with over the course of that series?
101.
That's a lot of cakes.
It's a lot of cakes to have come up with, made, and eaten, but I did and enjoyed every bite of it. So yeah, 101 bundt cakes is really what launched me into being a food blogger, you know, providing recipes on my website. I loved the idea of mixing and matching that one simple bundt cake recipe into other versions. And then it became kind of like a quest for me to do 100 of them. And I ended up doing 101.
Now, have you made any outside of the 101, or did you feel like that was the accomplishment?
I mean, I've tweaked some of them and a little bit, and probably made more since then. But, you know, we all have our favorites at my house out of the 101. So we tend to make our favorite few over and over again.
Cool. And one of your cookbooks is Kids in the Kitchen, which I love. What inspired you to get your kiddos in the kitchen, and how did you decide to do this book and encourage other moms to kind of bring their babes into the mess of the kitchen too?
Well, I've always loved cooking so much, and I'm always in the kitchen, that it was just really natural when I had babies that I would just pull them up in their high chairs in the kitchen. And while I was chopping something, you know, hand them something to play with, to mess with on their high chair. So I feel like they've always been in the kitchen, and then it's just progressed to now I have a, you know, 10-year-old daughter who can go in there by herself, turn the oven on, you know, make muffins or a cake. She loves to make blackberry cobbler. That's her new thing now, is to make blackberry cobbler. Yeah. And she can make it all by herself from start to finish and clean it up. And it's just really neat to think that was the same baby that I used to, you know, bring in the kitchen in her high chair and hand her a little plastic knife and a banana to cut up, you know?
my son, he's almost 9, and he's mastered cinnamon toast, but that's about the extent of it. So I need to get pull out the book and look at some more recipes and get him going with that.
Well, that's a great start. So I love that.
Yes, and he also needs to he doesn't quite clean up his mess. He just leaves, you know, it all out. But hey, it's very sweet sometimes. Like, he'll get up before we do and go down and make cinnamon toast. And, you know, he thinks he's treating us to a wonderful breakfast. And I love that.
Well, and just so you know, my 9-year-old boy does not clean up after himself either. So if you're not alone.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about your other cookbooks. I know you have several now.
I do. So I have 6. One of them is The 101 Bun Cakes is one book. And then Kids in the Kitchen is a book. I have a book filled with nothing but slow cooker recipes, which I love to use my slow cooker year round. And the recipes lend themselves to that. But definitely, you know, in the winter, it's a great time to use the slow cooker. And so it's called Simmers. And it's just filled with really delicious slow cooker recipes that your whole family will like. And then I have 2 books. I have a smaller condensed version called Meal Planner, and then I have a big meal planner book. And what they do is they break down the seasons, and then within the seasons, it breaks down meal plans, and it has grocery lists with it, things like that. It makes it really easy for you to, in the spring, open it up, and here's what I'm going to eat for the next 2 weeks, and here's the grocery list, and I can go get all of that stuff. And then Eats is my comprehensive cookbook. It just has everything. It's also broken down. There's 12 chapters, 1 chapter for each month. So everything is seasonal. There's a little bit of holidays thrown in too every month. And yeah, so those are my 6 cookbooks, my 6 babies. And I love all of them.
And, you know, I love your recipes because they're simple. You know, there's something that most people are going to like. They're not going to take you hours upon hours of time in the kitchen or finding like hard to find ingredients for those. So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. That's how I like to cook. And the older my kids get, the busier we get, the faster dinner needs to get on the table. And so it's really just how I've always wanted to cook. I don't want to buy an $8 jar of a spice and just use an eighth of it, a teaspoon of it. You know, that's not how I roll. And so I like to write recipes that I just feel like are simple and quick and practical that the whole family will like.
You also offer meal plans on your blog every week. Is that right?
Yeah, every Monday. Today's Monday. Yes. So today, like every Monday, I have what I call Meal Planning Monday. And it's just 5 entrees, and then usually I'll throw a dessert on there and maybe a breakfast or an appetizer just to help, you know. In my opinion, the hardest part about making dinner is coming up with what to make. You know, that's the hardest part, is just deciding what we're going to have. So I try to help make that a little bit easier for some ladies out there that read my blog.
Definitely. It's a great way to start the week with, you know, taking a lot of those questions out or suggestions, because I know we get in such a rut of, okay, we've had the same thing over and over. And so it's nice to kind of get some ideas, especially when they're all prepared and laid out for you.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I'm trying to do. Well,
so you can find a lot of cooking ideas on Shay's blog. And another topic that people would be interested in, I'm sure, is you have a brother who was on The Bachelor.
I do. He was The Bachelor. That's right. Yes.
He was The Bachelor. And I'm not just saying this because I'm talking to you, but Sean was my favorite bachelor in franchise history. And it's been great to see his success. And he and Catherine with their 2 babies now. So that's very exciting. What was that process like for you? You know, I can imagine it would be different watching your sibling on national TV, you know, maybe smooching some people and things like that. How was that process for you?
The whole thing was weird. And it was kind of like an out-of-body experience from start to finish, because I had watched the show for so many years. So to be inside the show, or someone you love, like really be inside the show, it was just very surreal, as cliche as that probably sounds. Another part that was weird is Sean filmed his season from like Labor Day to the middle of November. And so he picked Catherine like, I mean, I think he even picked her on his birthday, November 16th. So that's when we knew he picked Catherine, but his season didn't begin airing until like January. And then it wasn't announced who he picked until middle to end of March. So that was weird because we were having to relive history a little bit. You know, we already knew how the story played out, but then we had to watch it play out on TV. And it was just very, the whole thing was strange because, you know, my family's minding their own business one day and then in the spotlight the next day. And it was very just kind of out of body. Even like looking back on it, it's like, that is really weird that we flew to Thailand so we could meet his friends. I mean, like, that is weird, but we did it.
What an experience, you know? And I think now with, I don't know, all these dating apps and reality shows, I don't know. I feel like it's more, like, normal today to meet your spouse on national television or, you know, have never met them in person until, you know, a long time.
Well, yeah, and people ask me a lot. They'll say, you know, was The Bachelor, is it real or is it fake? And I'm like, I mean, I have two nephews that go ahead and tell me that it's real, right? I mean, he really picked a girl. They really got married and they really have a family. So it's very real. It's really real.
I live in Nashville now, but I'm originally from Greenville, South Carolina, and we had two Bachelor alums there, Blake and Holly. And so I would see them around town. Yeah, and it just feels weird because you feel like you know someone and, you know, all their story, but they don't know you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I'm sure you feel that way, you know, being a successful blogger. But it's just more normal now. Like even people say, oh, I read your blog or whatnot, but I'm the same way. And, you know, I feel like I know people via blog or online also.
I do too. I feel the same way when I see somebody and I'm like, oh my gosh, I listen to her podcast or I read her blog. I know her kids' names. That's kind of creepy.
I know. I feel like I know your friends too, like Schaefer and Erica.
Yes.
Such sweet ladies they seem.
I have the best friends, the very, very, very best friends in the whole world. And so I consider myself very blessed that I have them. Yeah. Some of them are bloggers and then some of them are not, but I just really have a great group of girlfriends.
And that's something to treasure in this world where everything is so much based online and, you know, social media, but to have those real life connections, you just can't ask for anything more than that.
No, I mean, we, my like closest best friend group, we have a text thread or whatever. And I would say today, so far today, maybe like 70 texts already. Like, it's like all day long we're talking to each other. So it's really fun.
Yeah, because, you know, I work from home, my husband works from home, and sometimes we're just always here and you forget the outside world, but it's nice to be able to have those connections where you can just touch base or say, hey, you know, I could use some prayer for this, or what did y'all do for this kind of idea, just to feel like somebody's on the other end there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, speaking of friends, one of my best girlfriends, her name is Sarah. Hi, Sarah, if you're listening. But she and I love your books, your book reviews. Aww. And we get so many ideas and we've had so much fun kind of bouncing back and forth of, oh, hey, did you read this one? Or what did you think about this? And so tell us how you got started with reviewing your books and maybe share what you're reading now.
So I think it was in 2014, I did a blog series where every month I would write down some just personal goals for me. And some of them were very silly and some of them were a little bit more serious. But one month I wrote down that I wanted to read, I think it was two books that month. Maybe it was one book, but just I had always been a big reader, but I had small kiddos in my house and I just didn't make it a priority. Didn't think I could make it a priority, but I told myself I just wanted to read more. And so from that minute on, I read two books easily and I realized I love reading more than watching TV and I love reading more than scrolling through Facebook on my phone. And so now I read a lot. I read anywhere between, I don't know, 4 and 8 books a month, depending on the month. So I'm constantly reading and it's become a really big part of my blog community. Every month I share my book review where I review the books I read that month. In January, I read 6 books in January. And sometimes I love them and sometimes I hate them, but I always talk about them. And then people in the comment section, they share their favorite reads. And that's really where I get most of my suggestions is my blog readers tell me what to read next. And then at the end of the year, I always pick my top three favorite books from the year. And so that's always fun because I think about it all year long. It feels like a big decision for me to narrow it down. But I love it. I love it.
Now let me ask you, do you read an actual book or do you read like a Kindle version or whatnot?
I totally ate my words 100% and became a Kindle user only like maybe a little bit over a year ago, about 15 months ago. I used to say like, oh no, I'd never use a Kindle. No, I like to hold a book. Oh no, no. And I do love to hold a book. I love books. I have them all over my house. I think they're just pretty and they just make me happy. But that darn light on the Kindle won me over. The fact that it can be pitch black and I can see, I can go on an airplane and easily see. I don't have to mess with any other light. I love that. And then because I do travel all the time, I used to. I think the last time we went to China, I think I took with me 8 books, which is heavy. You know, it's a lot of books. Yeah. And so now I just load up my Kindle with like 20 books and that it's so light and little. And oh my gosh, I'm a Kindle devotee from here on out.
Well, I may get there. I'm still in the book phase, but I've sound like a, you know, living in the old times, but I just started listening to audiobooks, which I really have enjoyed. You know, especially when I go visit my family back in South Carolina, it's just been a life changer to have those audiobooks. And I accidentally downloaded a book on there too that's not audio, so I'm gonna have to get into the habit of reading it on there because I do feel bad. I'm bad about checking books out of the library. I like to purchase the book, which I think, and then I have all these books stacked up around everywhere, and you know, I share them with friends or give them, you know, back to the library or whatever. But it probably is a good idea to check it out.
I love my Kindle. And so I have I upgraded to the new Paperwhite that's waterproof. So now, I mean, you can read it in the bathtub. You could read it in the pool. You don't have to worry about it getting wet. And it's just for me, it's changed everything. Also, you can put the Kindle app on your phone. So if I'm waiting in a doctor's office and I don't have my Kindle with me, I can pull up the app and it is marked the same place your Kindle is. So it leaves off that page in the book to where I was reading. So I can actually read my book on my phone. And then when I get home, I can pick up my Kindle and it's synced up to the same spot.
Well, that sounds very convenient.
Yes, it's very nice. For me, it's better than scrolling through Facebook while I'm waiting at the doctor's office. I can sit there and read my book instead.
Definitely. I just love getting caught up in a story. I don't know. It just feels like you're enlightening your mind a little bit more than, you know, mindlessly scrolling away.
Yeah.
Well, Shay, I have so enjoyed chatting with you and, you know, again, following your journey of adoption, your family life, all your cookbook launches. You've had major success. You've been on the Today Show, for goodness sakes. That's pretty amazing. And some other shows on the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, I've had such a pleasure being on a handful of nationally syndicated shows, and it's always so much fun and such an honor for me to get to do that. I love it.
Well, what are some next steps for your family? What can we expect to see from the Shoals in the future?
I mean, I think the same old, same old. We are excited about our travels for this year. We've already been to Park City to ski, and we have several other trips coming up, and that always gets us excited over here. So, you know, I'm just a busy mom like everybody else. I have 4 kids, so we're about to be in the throes of volleyball season, baseball season, dance recitals, all of that, and I just really try to soak it up because I know I'm going to blink and this is going to be over too.
I don't know. You know, my oldest is almost 9 and then my daughter, she is 6, and I'm kind of having a hard time with my son turning 9. It just feels so old and he's so tall. He's almost taller than I am. And I think, oh, we're like halfway to him, you know, graduating and going off to college. And it's been hard on this mama's heart.
Oh my goodness. Yes. I'm a sentimental when it comes to my kiddos, especially. And, I have a 9 and a 10-year-old, and they were just babies yesterday. They really were. I don't know what happened. They are so big now and tall, and They're like little people. I don't know how it happened, but you know what? What I've learned is every phase, I feel like I'm so sad this phase is ending, but the next phase is just as much fun. So I just keep telling myself that.
Right, right. And you mentioned you're from McKinney, Texas, which I live in Franklin, which I feel like the two towns are kind of similar a little bit. My husband and I, we just randomly will look up different towns and different real estate, and we found there's a neighborhood that is exactly the same as a neighborhood here in Franklin. They have the same street names. I think it's the same builder and everything. So it's kind of funny.
Really? Do you remember what the neighborhood's called?
I don't. I should have looked that up, but it had the exact, you know, it's kind of a neighborhood, I don't know, like this neighborhood particularly has like a grocery store in it, and it's like a little community all in itself. I don't know if that helps you, but.
Well, that is, no, I've been to Franklin, and I agree that it is very similar to McKinney. And I, you know, my husband made me move up here. I didn't want to. I kicked and screamed, and I want to be, when I die, I hope they bury me here because I love this town so much. He was so right and I was so wrong. And it's been the best decision we ever made was to come up here 13 years ago. And we just absolutely love our town.
Well, if any listeners are going to be visiting McKinney, what are some of your recommendations or your favorite places in town?
Well, you have to head to our historic downtown square. That's where everything is. We have a courthouse in the middle that they've converted into a theater. And then all around the courthouse are just really exceptional restaurants, shops. I mean, everything from a magic shop to a antique books and a popcorn store and a pie place. And I mean, it's really neat. It's like something out of a movie. Sometimes I feel like that. So you'd want to come and head to our square, and you'll most likely bump into me there because I'm there all the time.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Shay. We've enjoyed learning more about you today. And tell our listeners, too, where they can find you online and your social media.
Yeah, you can find me at Mix and Match Mama everything. So mixandmatchmama.com on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, all of that at Mix and Match Mama. And Mama is M-A-M-A. And I would love to have them come by and say hi to me.
Yeah, definitely. And what's the best place to pick up your books as well? Your cookbook.
Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Amazon has all of them. So my blog post today was actually on Amazon. So Amazon is what I'm talking about today. So that would be a great place to pick up all of my books.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Shay.
Well, thank you so much, Donna. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye.